sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 8 empandula 2017 Chris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Singchayela izandla uMinister of Home Affairs weSouth Africa kanye lohulumende weSouth Africa ukuthi basinike leli thuba ukuthi sibuye futhi sibe seSouth Africa okweminye iminyaka emini.
Uhulumende wakwele South Africa wazise ukuba amaphemithi abeZimbabwe awohlobo lwespecial permits aphelelwa isikhathi mhlaka 31 Mpalakazi lonyaka asezangezelelwa eminye iminyaka emine.
Isikhathi esithi silitshwala kakhulu, uyakhangela ukuthi abantu vele kabasukumeli phezulu njani, nesikhathi esiyakiso vele sinzima. Ukuqalisa ukuthi i-voters roll entsha kudinga isikhathi eside ukuze wonke umuntu enelise ukuthi akwenze ngendlela eqondileyo.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe wazise ukuba uhlelo lokubhalisa amagama abantu abalelungelo lokuvota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luzaqala ngeviki ezayo mhla ka 14 luyegqitshwa mhla ka 15 ngozibandlela womnyaka ozayo. Umfundisi odumileyo welemelika uBishop Thomas Dexter Jakes waziwa ngelokuthi T.T. Jakes ufike eZimbabwe izolo elanda umkhosi womculo wengoma zokholo oweZim Praise Choir International Gospel and Music Festival. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Uhulumende weSouth Africa usethule isaziso sokuthi amapermit ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ohlobo lweZimbabwe Special Permit aphelelwa isikhathi mhla ka 31 Mpalakazi lonyaka asezengezelelwa eminye iminyaka emine. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba ngalesi saziso esethulwe ngumphathintambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya uNkosikazi Hlengiwe Mkhize ePretoria lamhlanje.
Isimemezelo somphathintambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa uNkosikazi Hlengiwe Mkhize esokuthi amaphemithi eZSP aza kongezelelwa eminye iminyaka sesilethe intokozo enkulu kakhulu kuzalwane zeZimbabwe. UNkosikazi Mkhize utshela bezindaba ePretoria namhlanje ukuthi izalwane zeZimbabwe eziphose zifike izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 197,941 ezilamaphemithi eZSP sezizathola la amatsha abizwa ngokuthi Zimbabwean Exemption Permits ZEP azasebenza okweminyaka emine.
I trust that the ZEP will go a long way in assisting the Zimbabweans to
ngiyathemba ukuthi ama-ZEP azosiza amaZimbabweans ukuthi bakhe impilo zabo ma belungiselela emsebenzini kwezamabhizinisi lasezindaweni zokufundela belungiselela ukubuyela elizweni labo maduzane.
Lolu hlelo luzavulwa mhla ka-15 ngevikezayo luvalwe mhla ka-30 lwezi. AbeZimbabwe laba kuzafuze bafake izicelo zabo ekhelini ebulenjini AVFS Global okuyiyo ezababiza sebeleta okunye okufunakalayo. Bonke abangena kulolu hlelo kufanele bebe belama passport, ipermit ye-ZSP kanye le mali engange 1090 rands. UNkosikazi Mkhize uthi umuntu kuzafuze abe lobufakazi bokuthi uyasebenza, uyafunda kumbe uqhuba ibhizimusi.
It entitles the holder to work, study.
Ivumela umuntu onaye ukuthi asebenze, afunde njalo ebe nebusiness. Ayivumeli ukuthi umuntu onayo aapplyele ipermanent residence. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi usehlale isikhathi esingakanani ezweni laseSouth Africa. Ayisoke iguquleke or ingezeleleke.
Le yinto esisethusa abaningi asebaphelelwa imisebenzi. Kodwa umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, uMnumzana Nqabuthi Mabhena, uthi basemukela ngezandla zombili lesi simemezelo.
Simchaila izandla uMinister of Home Affairs weSouth Africa kanye loHulumende weSouth Africa ukuthi basinike leli thuba ukuthi sibuye futhi sibe seSouth Africa okweminye iminyaka emine.
Kusenjalo isiphatha amandla seofisi yommeli weZimbabwe kulela uMnumzana Thamuka Robert Maranga laye ulincome kakhulu inyathelo likaHulumende wakwela South Africa.
I would like to call on fellow Zimbabweans.
Ngithanda ukutshela abanye bakithi abalama-ZSP ukuthi beze bazofaka izicelo zabo ukuze babalekele ukugijima uma kungasela sikhathi.
Labo-ke abangazange bangene ehlelweni lwe-ZSP bathi badangele njengoba bebecabanga ukuthi labo bazavunyelwa ukungena kulo hlelo. Kumele Studio 7 ePretoria kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Sesifikile isikhathi ebesimelelwe ngabaningi. Umongameli Robert Mugabe wazise lamuhla ukuthi uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu abazavota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luzaqala ngeviki ezayo mhla ka-14 luyegqitshwa mhla ka-15 ngozibandlela womnyaka ozayo. Umuntu wonke osefikise iminyaka elitshumi lasitshiyagalombili uyakhuthazwa ukubana abhalise kuluhlu lwabalelungelo lokuvota olutsha ngoba oluvele lukhona alusasebenzi. I-commission ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eyiyo njalo ebhalisa abantu iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithi uhlelo lolu lulakho kungaqali mhla ka-14 njengokuhlela kukamongameli Mugabe ngoba bengakatholi imitshina yokubhalisa abantu eyaneleyo e-BVR. Abamabandla aphikisayo bathi bayakwamukela ukuqala kwezekhe ukubhalisa amagama abantu abazavota. UNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lomqoqi obonango ukuqutshwa kwenhlelo ze-MDC ekhokhelwa umnumzana Welshman Ncube, unkosikazi Rita Ndlovu.
Udaba lolu siyalithabela ukuthi selize laqalisa, kodwa vele ngabane luqalise kudala ngoba isikhathi esithiwe silitshwala kakhulu. Uyakhangela ukuthi abantu vele kabasukumeli phezulu njani, nesikhathi esiyakiso vele sinzima. Ukuqalisa ukuthi i-voters roll entsha kudinga isikhathi eside ukuze wonke umuntu enelise ukuthi akwenze ngendlela eqondileyo. Yaloko labo ukuthi abafundise ukuthi abantu bayevota abameli bakwenze ugatsha lwezekhi, silethemba ukuthi bazafika zonke indawo bakwenze ngendlela eqondileyo ebantwini bonke. Bakufundisa abantu ngendlela eqondileyo, labantu sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu kabasukume ngobuningi babahambe bayorejista ukuvota ukwenzela ukuthi sikhiphe uhulumende lowokhona osuku luza kangaka.
Sikhulume lo mgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Electoral Commission unkosikazi Rita Makarau uthi isikhathi abasiphiweyo kabathandabuza ukuthi bazabhalisa umuntu wonke ngaleso sikhathi.
Yena uyakhuluma kuphela nje ukhathile Ntungamile. Sina sikhuluma ngento i-theory ne-practical, into ezimbili ezingafanani. So wena uzakhuluma i-theory yakho, i-practical ingenzakali ngendlela wena onjani ofuna ngayo. Sesikwenzile thina ukuhamba ebantwini, uyakhangela sasihamba ngento ye-constitution liyana, sihambe ebantwini. Abantu vele bathathela khatshana ukuzwisisa. Yayeza khuluma ukuthi 4 months iningi kakhulu, iningi kuye, kodwa thina esikwi-ground esisebenza le public vele kayiningi kakhulu ngoba abantu vele beZimbabwe, uyawazi abantu beZimbabwe sebadilakala ngezinto ezenzakala eZimbabwe, so akunanto abayithathela phezulu. So kuwumlando wethu thina ama-political parties ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi i-vote ingakwenza kodwa ikwenza ingakwenzi ngenhliziyo yabo bonke ngoba bayakwazi umuntu abamsebenzelayo. So bazazama ngazo zonke indlela ukuvala ukuthi abantu abayibo abangavoteli i-government bengenelisi ukuyavota.
Alo-ke ngunkosikazi Nkosazana Rita Ndlovu, umqoqi obona ukuqutshwa kwenhlelo ze-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Welshman Ncube. Umthethwandaba we-High Court usubeke eceleni isinqumo esithethwe luhlangothi olubona ngezemisakazo olwe-Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe sokwesula ilayisensi ebelinikwe inkampani ye Dr. Dish esebenza le nkampani yabomabonakude eye kwese TV. umsakazo wekwese TV okamnumzana Strive Masiwa onguye njalo umnini wenkampani kamakhalekhukhwini o-Econet ubusuvinjwe ukuqhubeka ngomsebenzi ngenyanga edluleyo kancwabakazi ngabebuzz besithi bebephe abe Dr. Dish lelo license belolwazi lokuthi isebenza labe MyTV Africa Service hatshi labe kwese TV. Kodwa abe Dr. Dish bahle bakhweza lolu daba emthethweni daba besithi okwenziwa ngabe buzz akukho emthethweni njalo isivumelwana kasicho ukuba kumele basebenze le MyTV Africa Service kuphela nangu phela lenkampani abancintisana layo e DStv isebenza lamankampani amanengi nengi. Abasakhulayo bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuba aqhakathekise lolu hlangothi ukuze zifezeke isiqondiso ezavunyelwana emhlanganweni womanyano wamazwe omhlaba ze-United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, ama-SDGs. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Abasakhulayo baveze lokhu emhlanganweni oqoqwe ngabe-Poverty Reduction Forum Trust owenzelwe ehoteleni ye-Holiday Inn wokwazisana ngokuphume emhlanganweni we-United Nations High Level Political Forum, HLPF, lapho amazwe abesazisa ngasekwenzile ukufeza izinqumo zama-SDGs. Unkosazana Ashley Ngwenya we-Youth Engage ngomunye wabaphatheke emhlanganweni we-HLPF obizwe ngabe-UN ngontulikazi lonyaka esigodlweni sayo e-New York. Ukhala ngokungaqakathekiswa kwendaba eziphathelane labontanga uMangwenya. Athi usukela kuye uhulumende owehluleke khona ukubatholisa imali yokuhambisa kwaphetha sebetholiswa usizo ngabezinye inhlanganiso okuyinto ayichaze njengeyingozi ngoba kuphetha sekubakhama sekumele bakhulume okufunwa yilabo ababanike uncedo.
Pho-ke uqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende abone ukuthi abasakhulayo lama-youth siyathola lelo lungelo lama-platform ama-chance okuthi sanelise ukuthi siphumele izwe nisekhulumele ilizwe lethu njengabasakhulayo. Kodwa sisapotwe yini? Nguhulumende wethu. Ayikhona ukuthi siphiwe imali ngabanye abaphandle akungayisibo abakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani kwelakithi leZimbabwe.
Lanxa eyengena umhlangano we-HLPF, uMangwenya uthi akasuthisekanga ngendlela abasakhulayo bengaqakathekiswa ngayo.
Kwele Afrika, iZimbabwe yeyodivi labantu abancane kade benjani beyimeli Afrika. Pho-ke nxa sokunjalo usukubona ukuthi akula support njalo kasisuthiseki ngendlela izinto ezenzakaleni. Even kulokho abakuthi i-ministerial declaration okuyili phepha eliphuma ekuqineni eliqakathekileyo lutho ukuthi lumhlangano uphumelele ngalokho kumbe lumhlangano uwenze lokho. Kukhulunywe kabili nje ngabantu ngabasakhulayo. Okungangokuthi kutshengisa ukuthi ayi akula sisindo. Bayasibona ukuthi yebo sikhona kodwa ngakwaneli ukulutshwane kakhulu ngendlela thina sibaningi kulalokho esikuthi i-demographic dividend okutsho ukuthi yithi abantu abaningi emhlabeni i-age group yethu 10 to 24 yithi esibaningi. Pho-ke nxa kuyithi esingasoze sibe lelizwi futhi khonapho kuyithi esibaningi akusela sisindo ekubeni khona kwethu khona ngale.
Ingcwethi kwezomnotho kuhlangothi olwe-United Nations Development Programme UNDP umnumzana Amarakun Bandara uthi kumele kube nguhulumende okhokhelayo ekutholiseni imali zokuqhuba inhlelo zakhe okubalisa iziqondiso zama-SDGs.
You don't need to wait until IMF or the World Bank comes. You are the central bank guy.
Akudingakali ukulinda ukutholiswa usizo luvela kwabe IMF. Buzani usiba lukhulu webhanga lelizwe. Ngake ngaba ngusiba lukhulu webhanga lakithi lami. Bayazi okumele kwenziwe ukuguqula lesi simo elikiso. Ungabona ilizwe umhlaba wonke selisiyaguqa phambi kwe-IMF lidinga usizo lwemali liyabe seliphelelwe selisebunzimeni obukhulu kakhulu. Alikudingi lokho lina, akumelanga likwenze. Okumele likwenze nje yikudinga indlela zokuthuthukisa umnotho wenu.
EleZimbabwe lithi lakhetha iziqondiso ezilitshumi lanye 11 phakathi kwezilitshumi lasikhombisa 17 okwavunyelanwa kizo ukuba zibe sezifezekile kusiyafika umnyaka 2030. Kodwa abasakhulayo laba bakhala ngokuthi aziqakathekiswa kangako indaba eziphathelene labo ikakhulu ezempila kahle yabo lokulinganiswa kwamathuba phakathi kwabesifazane labesilisa. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Ku-Live Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngohlelo lwamaphepha okuvumela abeZimbabwe ukuqhubeka besebenza lokufunda kwele South Africa okusemthethweni awe Zimbabwe Exemption Permits olwaziswe lamuhla lugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya eSouth Africa. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Ale balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wathi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulabantu abane ababuleweyo kwalinyazwa abathathu ekudubukeni kwebhomba ebelithiwe emzimbeni welinye labeqembu labalwa becatsha abesimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo edolobheni leBaidoa kwele Somalia. Ukubulawa komkhokheli webutho kwele Lesotho ngezinye zeziphathamandla zakhe liviki sokusesatshelwa ukuthi kuzadala ukungahlaliseki elizweni lelo ngoba sokuphazamise ubudlelwano babantu makhaza labebutho sokungasela kwethembana. Umfundisi odumileyo welemelika wenkonzo yesiKristu ePotter's House elesigodlo sayo esigabeni seTexas uBishop Thomas Dexter Jakes owaziwa ngelokuthi TT Jakes ufike eZimbabwe izolo elanda umkhosi womculo wengoma zokholo oweZim Praise Choir International Gospel and Music Festival. UTT Jakes owethekelela kwele Zimbabwe okwakuqala empilweni yakhe uzaba isikhulumi esiqakathekileyo emkhosini lo owenzelwa enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium eHarare. Ekwethekeleleni kwakhe kwele Zimbabwe uTD Jakes ukhangelelwe ukuba ngumhlonitshwa emhlanganweni wokuphana amacebo lokufundisana ezokudlelana kwezamabhizimusi phakathi kwabasomabhizimusi beMelika labeZimbabwe weZimbabwe Business and Leadership Seminar okuzakwenziwa eHarare International Conference Center. Ukuphoselana aqatha phakathi kwamongameli Robert Mugabe nobhala jikelele webandla elibusayo kwele South Africa LANC umnumzana Gwede Mantashe kuqhubekele phambili. Umongameli Mugabe wasola wayengumongameli weSouth Africa umnumzana Nelson Mandela esithi wehluleka ukuletha inkululeko epheleleyo kulelo lizwe ngoba wayefuna nje ukuphuma entilongweni. Amazwi la kawaphathanga kahle ibandla le-ANC okwenza uMontashe athi umongameli Mugabe uphosisile njalo kumele angangcolisi igama likamnumzana Mandela. Kodwa izolo Mugabe uphinde futhi esesigodlweni sakhe se-State House wathi uMontashe uyawumana ngoba yena wakhuluma lo wayekhokhela ibandla le-ANC umnumzana Oliver Tambo owamtshela ukuthi bona ababekufuna ukuqeda ubandlululo lwabelungu nje kuphela. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana George Mkhwananzi olilunga njalo lebandla le-PDP.
Mangiqale ngokuthi kusuka nje kuthelela amahloni ukuthi umuntu ongumkhokheli wezinga likaRobert Mugabe uqhubeka lokhu ethuka kumbe ehlambalaza umuntu onjengoMandela naye obe umkhokheli njalo umongameli welizwe. Lokhu akubonisi ukuvuthwa kwengqondo, ubonisa ukuthi usaziphatha njengomfana omncane osemncintiswaneni obona kumele aqala hudulele phansi igama likaMandela ukuze yena abonakale ngumuntu ofuna ukuthi achachaza akhwele phezulu komhlane kaMandela ukuze abonakale emude. Konke lokho akubonisa ukuthi ngumuntu omdala ovuthiweyo oqoqekileyo obuthekileyo ongapha abantu umbono nenkombandlela ukuthi kuyiwaphi. Usekwenze kaningi lokho. Sonke isikhathi mayethe wathola ithuba lokuthi athuke uMandela uyamthuka qhathanisa izwe laseSouth Africa nezwe laseZimbabwe ikakhulu uma kubhekwe ezomnotho ukuthi kusaphetha belungu ezwe laseSouth Africa.
Enye inkokheli yeSouth Africa kungani yona ayikhulumi ngakho lokhu?
Yebo, lokhu ngiyakuzwisisa ukuthi abantu balindele ukuthi njengoba umkhokheli omkhulu onguyena ubaba wesizwe saseSouth Africa ma kubhekwe kwezenkululeko uNelson Mandela ehlambalazwa ngumgabe ongumkhokheli wokuqala wezwe laseZimbabwe lisuke kuthunjweni ngabamhlophe. Sekulindeleke ukuthi uzwakale ukukhuluma nokubhodla ngomuntu ophethe South Africa ngupresident okwamanje ngoba enguyena umlingani waloyo othuke uMandela. Kodwa uba kuzuma simze sithulele khona lokho kukhombisa khona lokho ebengikukhuluma kuqala ukuthi umuntu oqoqekileyo ovuthiweyo okwaziyo kumele akukhulume nangamele angakukhulume. Asibokhumbula ukuthi uMgabe ngaleli zinga lokukhula kwakhe akasazazi izinto eziqondile kumele asikhulume.
Hello-ke ngumnumzana George Mkhwananzi, ingcwethi ecubungulayo zombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-South Africa. Ke sizwe okuphuma ke ku social media iFacebook.
Yebo bhuti.
Linjani baba?
Hayi sithelela.
Yebo, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma lo Lakson Stambe.
Yebo, Lakson Stambe uthi kanjani?
Hayi ngiphilile futhi.
Yebo, ngilela ngizwa baba.
Ngithanda ukuvingelela ubaba wami Simon Stambe eZimbabwe emagazi enkaya. Kunye lo mama wami Florence Dlamini ekobulawa enketa. Ngibingelele lo bakumdala wami omunye ofelo fani uKenneth Ngulu.
Yeah.
Ngibingelele nandi baphathi bohlelo lwethu lesidabulisa esiluthandayo kangaka ngiqedile.
Yeah, kodwa nzaya ngikubone phela ukuthi wena uyathanda icast le VOA Ndebele. Siwayeza lokho lokuthi ayilike.
Hayi, angikakakwenzi.
Ngicela ukwenze kade sivele ungakaphumule emoyeni mzala.
Okay, hayi, into ezoyenza.
Anti kuFacebook?
Ngikhona kuFacebook.
Ngicingweni kulo baba uBhule lapha. Baba Bhule kunjani?
Ngiyaphila Tube kunjani?
Ngiphile kakhulu Bhule. Ukuphi umhlaba khonapho?
NgiseGoli.
EGoli sibile Johannesburg, eh?
Ya, ngiseJohannesburg esifani
nje. Abadala ngiyakhumbula kodwa ngiseJohannesburg, uyabona? Ngikhona ngale Goli, eh?
Ya, iqiniso le.
Kodwa abantu abageuki khonapho kuba njani?
Hayi, ungathi abasageyuka abantu, kwakwenzeka kudala lokho, kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi manje sekungcono kakhulu.
Ye, anti kudala abantu babesiye wenela uzokuthiwa ke umuntu kasaphendukanga,
eh? Manje nala mapemithi abantu asebewathola, hayi, asiza kakhulu futhi.
So asiza la ulayo phela iphemithi?
Yeah.
Akusitshele phela lamhla kuthiwa sokule Zimbabwe exemption permit. Kukabe kumenjani khonokho?
Yazi ngiyayibona nami la kuFacebook kodwa iqiniswa likho ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ngike ngafonela khona ngqo eVSS laba applya khona.
Yabo.
Kodwa bathi hayi ulwazi abanalo nalo ukuthi kwenzakalani, balinde nje ukuthi bazwe from your affairs. Okwamanje basayibona ku social media.
Lapho ke besilalele abalaleli beStudio 7 abakhulume lo Gibbs Dube kuhlelo lwethu olwephuma lona kukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele kuFacebook. Besilalele ke umnumzana Msizi Bhule lo mnumzana Lakson Sidambe.
It was a Friday my darling. Was a Friday.
Kulimpela viki kuhlelo Woza Friday, intatheli izindaba yethu Joseph Njanji uxoxa lomculi osakhulayo uSamza, yena ocula umculo wegqom othandwa kakhulu ngabasakhulayo njalo oqale elizweni leSouth Africa edolobheni leDurban.
Usamantha Rejoice Mazibisa ngumculi oleminyaka engamashumi amabili lane yokuzalwa, yena waziwa ngegama elomsebenzi elithi Senza.
Ngiqale eyam iband nge 2 months but ngengakhulela ekujayiveni kudala kwami ngisakhula nje. Ngingasebenzela i-artist uSandra Ndebele ngagida laye, sayeza travela sayerashiya sisonke engifundisa engquma. Ngaze ngamshiya-ke recently sengivula kwami. Bengivele ngokwami ngizitshela ukuthi one day ngifuna, I just want to be a star. Ngibe mkhulu lami ngifane labo Thembi Sithe, ngifane lama-celebrities amaningi aphandle laphana labo Nicki Minaj yabo. So ngazitshela ukuthi singafika isikhathi mbona ukuthi sengikhulu lami ku-music sengifunde into eziningi. Mayela inkosi sivumile sifuna ukungivulela, then naye sengi-ready ngenza kwansi sami ngivule wami ngizame mbona.
Selokhu ebe ngumculi ozimele yedwa uSemza, yena ocindezela imisebenzi yakhe ye-Velocity Records, usekhuphe ingoma ezimbili yathi bezingezokuhlolisisa ukuba uzemukelwa njani ngabalandela ezomculo.
Ingoma yokuqala bengikhiphile ndoda yomnikazi, then eyesi-2 ngungweya, so kathi singenza eyesi-3 leyo igqomele house. So-ke ngiqambe ilizwe lizayizwa uma isiphumile. Abantu bangithandile abaningi, they're so happy, ifamily, ama-friends, ama-fans amaningi, abantu abaningi abaningi bangiwhatsapp aye bangifunile, bafuna ukusebenza lami, bafuna ukuthi siyenze nje izingoma zonke. So ngathi vele ama-calls angikhona angena each and every day, abantu ba-responda kahle. Ama-shows uma ngiphefoma u-show, people they're happy, ba-celebrate ukuthi ngenze kahle.
USemza ucindezela imisebenzi yakhe esebenza ndawonye loPerseverance okungiyo mphekela amachacho, ikanti uyatholakala njalo lasebulenjini.
So nje base ngisakhipha ama-few tracks lawo, senza kahlanu seke kuhle kuyi-album ngawani. Then ezinye zidownloada ku-Data File Host. La ku-Facebook ngikhona Samantha Rejoice Masibisa, ku-Instagram ngikhona Miss_Sebi. Bangithola lapho bangidinga.
Ingoma kaSemza ethi Indoda Yomnikazi bayikhonsa kakhulu emsakazweni wedolobho lakobulawayo weSky's Metro FM, njalo uthi ngokuhamba kwesikhathi uzahlanganisa lale ethiwa ingwenya, yona ayipheke kulezi nsuku ahlanganise lezinye akhona ezaziphakela uZulu kube lidlalade lakhe lakuqala. Ngimele Studio 7 ngokobulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ingoma yohlobo lwegqom isigqibela ke uhlelo lothulwa lamhlanje, ingoma kaSamza. Singakehlukani wothi ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Uhulumende weSouth Africa wazise ukuba ama-permit abeZimbabwe aphelelwa isikhathi mhlaka 31 Mbalakazi lonyaka asezangezelelwa iminye njalo iminyaka emine. Umongameli Robert Mugabe wazise ukuba uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu abazavota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luzaqala ngeviki ezayo mhlaka 14, lweqijwa mhlaka 15 ngozibandlela womnyaka ozayo. Umfundisi odumileyo welemelika uBishop Thomas Dexter Jakes, owaziwa ngelokuthi T.T. Jakes, ufikile eZimbabwe. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo, igama uChris Gande, lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.